you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Our comedian friend Josh Wolf is going to phone a program about a half hour from now. It's going to be at the Funny Bone beginning tomorrow night and in the studio on Friday. That'd be nice to have.
We're going to have to get some chairs.
Somebody different.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I thought about that yesterday.
There's no other chair where there is.
We don't have any more chairs, do we?
Take it from somebody else. Nobody else is supposed to be here anyway. And Nick's got a couple of shows this weekend, too, Friday and Saturday. Where are you at?
You guys really need chairs?
You have to run it up the ladder.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll be at Meesex Shangri-La in Columbus, Nebraska,
Friday night.
Divide Hill Roadhouse in Castaigne, Iowa on Saturday.
All right, go see Nick. Craig's in the house.
Yeah, he is.
I'm looking at that photo. We can't send the photo out. People want to see the photo of us with the hat, but the girl's completely naked. And even when I do Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter, I keep stuff covered because some bosses get their panties in a wad. So, and she's got no panties to get into a wad. So I'd love to show you that photo because it's a great photo. And obviously Dennis Hoff and Jay Mendes are neither with or not with us anymore, so which is even creepier to me in that photo. But it's also a great memory of me and Todd with a naked chick standing between us and Jay Medicinette and Hoff standing there. It's a great photo.
But you can definitely tell that Dennis is not between 5'7 and 5'10.
But if you want to see, no, he's actually, I think he's taller than Todd by a couple inches.
Yeah,
right?
He's at least an inch to maybe two taller than Todd.
Because he's not standing up, he's kind of leaning towards Todd. But if you ask me in person to see that photo, I will show you that photo.
I wonder about her whereabouts.
Yeah.
If we're the kiss of death in that photo.
Well, we know her. She was
I forget her name.
We knew her name. We used to, you know. I love about that photo because I mentioned before, but in my office now, at my house, I have the big Bunny Ranch paddle that all the ladies signed for Dad. You know, love you, golden tongue, all the stuff all over it, and it's hanging in my office. It was hanging by my dad's pool, which is hilarious. Just hanging there.
Now the paddle.
Yeah, the paddle. But it's hanging in my office now. Kind of literally, I just had to find a spot on the wall and literally below a picture of my kids. But nobody's really asked yet. I'm actually, when they, you know, why it says Bunny Ranch and what the deal is. But when we talked to my dad, he was in his mid-late 70s when he went out there about three times. And we always told him that he should hook up with somebody like that age, 22, 23. And
But he wasn't comfortable with that, was he?
He said because his granddaughter. He had one granddaughter that was older than her. Easily. And he goes, Mike, let's make my granddaughter. So he had to go down. He only went 38 years back and went to a girl in her late 30s, 40.
But
I think I could get past that. Craig, you don't hear what I say there?
Yeah.
I could get past his granddaughter.
That. Granted, the 22-year-old might not want to be cozying up to my old ass, but I could get past that.
Yeah. And she can get past that with the cash.
But Dad's a better. In that situation, right? She's there to please dudes, right? This is the Bunny Ranch.
It's your job.
He couldn't get it past it. Now I'm not saying the ones my dad was hanging out with weren't hot, and they were, but they were just about 40. Yeah.
How old is the oldest lady on the Bunny Ranch's roster?
I think if you look at
women
that
in
list,
their 60s,
I don't follow as much as I used to since Hoff died. But I've seen people in their 40s, early 50s. Yeah, easily.
It's probably hard to figure out. They probably aren't that open about their actual age.
No, they're not. You know. Yeah.
Did your dad always go to YouPorn and check them out?
You always told
him. That was you.
You always look him up.
That was afterwards.
You always looked up my stepmom.
That was after the fact.
Right.
I would check out your stepmoms and ask.
Actual stepmom porn.
It actually is, right.
But I think I only found the one.
Yeah, you did find the one.
was on this date in 1994, the first Netscape Navigator web browser hit the World Wide Web. Before Internet Explorer, Microsoft became the dominant browser. Netscape Navigator was the most popular way to connect to the web.
Yeah.
Apparently, the source code history of Netscape Navigator continues today with Mozilla Firefox.
That's how you'd fire up your AOL account, by going to the Netscape.
I don't even remember that.
That was 94?
Todd did all the computer stuff back in the day, and I didn't even get I didn't even have a home computer for a long time.
Yeah, the first computer
lab. I realized I had to order plane tickets, so I got a computer.
First computer lab I remember having at school, it was all Netscape browsers.
Okay, yeah, you would know that.
That was about that time,
Yeah.
About 94, 95.
That was the thing. You'd go to Ask Jeeves and find some stuff on the Netscape. Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd have to sit there and wait for the noise, and is it connecting? And,
the dial-up modem.
Now you get pissed off. You wait 4 seconds.
Oh yeah,
on the computer in your pocket.
Who's got time?
And I should have mentioned this earlier. Today is National No Bra Day, so take your bras off, gentlemen.
All right, I'm celebrating.
It's actually meant to encourage breast cancer awareness as part of National Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Let them flop. You're going to go out in the our little coffee shop after our show and tell the audience out there it's No Bra Day? That'd be inappropriate.
You do that, Craig.
Let us know how it works.
You'd get tomorrow off.
You could sleep in tomorrow.
Maybe a few after that.
Well, I could just rattle down all the rattle off all the days that is today. It would be one of them.
In our open space office with all the ladies sitting around. Yeah, try that.
It's breast cancer awareness.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
But you're right. Throw in a couple of other things and they might not notice.
That is, take off your bra all day. Once again, what we say in the studio is protected speech. In that hallway, it's not.
Yeah, now if I said it's National Curves Day and National No Bra Day at the same time, that might be an issue.
Curves of a woman's body?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's recognizing plus-sized women and men all across the country.
All right.
National Take Off Your Underwear Day.
Fat bitch.
Mention that.
It's not that.
I think that's my favorite clip.
This is your favorite clip of all time. Okay. I played it and Tom was kind of talking. This is Nick Allen's favorite clip of all time.
Dance, you fat bitch.
Is it really Morgan Freeman?
Yeah. Yeah, Morgan Freeman does Family Guy voices.
I don't know. Did he?
I think he does. I've seen the end of those things before. Oh, by the way, there's a 500-mile reference in the latest Family Guy.
I know. I watched it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Get it. Get it.
I watched it yesterday.
Get it. It's the greatest. It's Quagmire's voice talking about one of their favorite songs.
Went over and started slamming my head into the cinder block wall in the basement.
It was great. Yeah, we got to get that clip done.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Egg Chef
that song
on the hotline.
Made an impact.
Yeah. What was that on?
Egg Chef on the hotline there.
Nice one. We got this.
Hey.
What up, Gino?
Hey, you big freaking homos. Yeah. We definitely can't call it the Gruden scramble.
No, I know that.
Okay? And we can't call it the Todd and Tyler scramble because that would piss off Stanley.
Oh, that's
and you don't want to piss off a dead goat, especially if you're in Jamaica. You don't want to do that. Hey, this is our last weekend at Stanley Snack Shack, 2 miles north of Crescent, 2 miles north of the Pink Poodle on the old Lincoln Highway.
Yep, I know.
So if you got time, come out. I'll buy you a burger.
All right, man.
But hey, some great stuff going on. It's kind of weird. I can't hear you guys when I'm on hold.
Yeah.
All I can hear is puss, and he sounds even weirder than usual.
Well, puss teared up when you said dead goat. By the way,
he did.
A little tear like the Indian watching the
the litter.
The litter, right. Yeah.
So he can't hear what's going on the air?
I don't
know. No, when he's on hold.
Yeah.
All he can hear is puss talking. He can't hear, and I've heard this before, you can hear nothing when you're on hold except for puss talking.
In the new
and
studio?
He only pops up, you know, occasionally, so if you hear him say something, it's kind of out of context.
Oh, so these people are not hearing their introductions, are they?
Apparently not.
Okay.
Huh.
Perfect.
Didn't know that.
We got to fix that. Not necessarily that Gino needs an introduction, but the famous people to call.
Yeah, we like to hear. when we play.
Well, they play the clips.
Right, a clip from a movie. Right. A lot of times they will acknowledge that. Yeah. So perhaps we need to impress it upon someone that should be fixed.
Well, until then. Just
I don't know that anybody knew until now.
Well, I didn't know until
now. I didn't.
No.
Yeah. Right. People may not have known.
Yeah.
Are you excited the goat farm is closing so you can sneak in there? Nobody's around?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, I think they hibernate for the winter.
Oh,
yeah. He can find them.
Well, a sleeping goat's easier to catch.
He knows where they hibernate.
It is easier to catch.
He's done with you, Nick. Puss is done with you right now, I can tell. He looked at you and said, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Whatever.
Fine.
He's just done with you.
Amazon's going to let...
I hate it when the kids fight. You know, Puss used to hate when mommy and daddy fight. That's me and Todd, but we hate it when the kids fight.
I'm texting somebody about the hold thing.
Okay.
The hold thing?
That's what you're calling the goat farm now?
Amazon.
You go to your separate rooms, kids. Oh, you're already in separate rooms.
Why are you fighting? Yeah.
Amazon's going to let company team directors decide how often team members should be coming into the office.
That's great.
Some teams need to work mostly remote. Others need to work mostly from the office. Others need a combination, blah, blah, blah. And they say, whatever the team needs, y'all figure that out.
I wish they gave me that authority.
Yeah.
And I just tell everybody, stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody stay home. So we can have the kitchen to ourselves.
I know. Yeah.
What company was doing that?
Amazon.
Oh. Well, they've got most Amazon workers have to be there. Don't they?
The people that load stuff.
I'm sure they have a lot of other people.
The computer people. Yeah.
That package ain't going to deliver itself.
No, no. That's what I told her. It's not that sexy as it sounds. Try it. Wife was not impressed with that line.
It didn't sound
this
sexy.
This package ain't going to deliver itself.
Okay.
She wouldn't sign for it at that point. Nah.
You just leave it on the porch?
I left it on the porch.
Left it on the porch and walked away?
I left it on the porch.
The number of catalytic converter thefts in Omaha is on the rise. Police say they've seen an increase in catalytic converter thefts over the last 15 months. They say the pandemic is to blame. They're working with local scrap and pawn shops in an effort to catch suspects.
Is this the work of meth heads? This sounds like something a meth head would do.
Yeah.
Just somebody that needs money.
What's in a catalytic converter? Is a bunch of copper in there? What's in one?
There's all kinds of nice metals.
Got it.
Precious and valuable metals like palladium and rhodium.
Got it.
And thieves sell these catalytic converters at scrap yards or apparently online or something like that. I'm not particularly sure on that.
Right, do you just walk up with a catalytic converter and say, I want to sell you this?
I guess.
And they
I don't
say,
know.
Sure.
I don't know.
I think they're responsible too, though. They have to say, at least, is this hot? And you just lie to them.
Right.
Say, no.
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 Explain the word hot.
I bought a car with three of them and I only need one.
Does every car have one of those?
Yeah.
I think so. You know, newer ones anyway.
Well, certainly since,
1970?
Since the advent of unleaded gasoline.
Right.
Ah.
Which is a long time.
Now, in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, WJAR reporting on...
Jar.
Family Guy.
The Jar.
On W-J-A-R. Charles Kendrick. Charles Kendrick was in his house, naked, playing Grand Theft Auto at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he heard a grinding sound. Oh, I forgot. We need some audio. And he heard a grinding sound like something was getting cut. And here's some audio of this guy. I hope it's the right bit here. This is Charles Kendrick.
So I come out the house naked, and Sure enough, there's somebody under my car. I have him from out of my car. He starts swinging the saws all at me. I start fighting with the guy and wrestling with him. He ends up elbowing me, but I still grab onto him, and I end up getting his phone off of him, so the cops have his phone. I don't think he was expecting to get caught, and I definitely was not expecting to get caught by somebody, like, naked. I guarantee I wasn't the first one of the night, but I guarantee I was the last with him.
I think this guy enjoyed being naked.
I think
he waits to wrestle people naked all the time.
He did. He's playing Grand Theft Auto naked at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I'm naked.
He hears something outside, goes outside naked, and starts fighting with a dude with a sawzall.
Yeah, that's his dream. And he was also just telling people, hey, you robbed this place, I'm naked.
Right. I'll be naked.
You don't need to mention naked five times in that conversation. That just sounded weird to me.
I think it's amusing. I mean, can you imagine if you're the thief and the naked guy comes after you?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he plays his best games when he's naked.
Yeah.
That's why he keeps doing it.
And then the way he giggled at the end was creepy. I'm naked now, too, and you're interviewing me.
That guy's totally creepy.
Want to see my penis?
What was the guy stealing?
Catalytic converter.
Oh, okay.
That didn't stick to the tape, did it?
Nah, probably not. Bush wasn't listening. Plus, I say that a lot anyway.
Yeah.
I would put some shorts on at least.
Yeah, you're right. I think you grab anything to put shorts on at that point, running around.
No, he won the last game naked, so he's playing naked from here on.
That might be it.
It's a luck thing.
Or maybe he's on a roll.
Maybe there's a man underneath my car. I can run out there and wrestle him.
Well, I wouldn't want to sit on my furniture. I wouldn't want to sit on the furniture naked either, because then it would stink like ass.
Right. Well, the leather kind you could wipe right off, but then it's going to stick to your butthole.
Then it makes you slower when you're trying to bust the guy.
Yeah. You're trying to figure something out, Push? Okay.
A weekend auction of heirlooms from the estate of Al Capone generated over $3 million. Close to 200 pieces were sold at the auction house. His favorite gun was the biggest moneymaker. That went for $860,000.
What kind of gun was his favorite gun?
I don't know.
You know when he takes the bat to that guy's in the movie? He takes the bat to that guy's head, and De Niro does it as Al Capone in that big meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Did that happen?
What movie?
What was it? It was...
I don't know. You just reminded me of Chris Farley with Public Guardian.
Sean Connery.
Oh, Untouchables?
Yes. Al Capone, he plays, De Niro's Al Capone. He's walking around that meeting with all the mob guys. He takes a bat to the dude's head.
There's all kinds of wild urban
if that
legends
happened, yeah.
Floating
I wonder if that
around
bat,
about
that,
Al Capone. I bet you about 10% of them are true.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I spent a lot of time in northern Wisconsin, and every place Al Capone used to hang out
here. Right, right, right.
Apparently he got around.
Yeah, he wouldn't have the time to hang out everywhere they said he hung out.
No, no.
Apparently, a Colt 45 pistol was the favorite gun.
It is weird, though. We were just in Chicago. They'd sell stuff with his face on it all over. Like, the guy was like a murdering
he was horrible.
Mobster.
Right.
We were just at that restaurant recently, too, that uses Genghis Khan as their mascot. I'm like,
really?
That's an interesting choice.
Genghis Khan?
Yeah.
Is it an Asian restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Man. He wasn't good either.
No, it was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had to list, the worst.
A Pol Pot Cambodian restaurant right near that place? I love Cambodian food. Who's the sponsor?
Right.
Pol Pot.
We're going to conquer your hunger.
Look it up, by the way. Right. You'll laugh more when you find out what he did.
Yeah.
Well, you won't laugh at that. You'll laugh why that joke's funny. Yeah, does Hitler have a restaurant? Is there Hitler's Schnitzel? In somewhere in Germany? No, that's right. They don't like those kind of people there.
No.
Yeah. That's going to be a Deadpool name, though.
Hitler Schnitzel?
Hitler Schnitzel. Yeah.
I used to work at a German restaurant. I've seen way more than my share of breaded pork cutlets.
Oh, but you have.
Out of, I think, Hastings, Nebraska, the Buffalo County Sheriff's Office says that deputies seized almost 200 pounds of marijuana.
Oh, man.
During a traffic stop.
200 pounds?
Yeah.
In the trunk?
Officials said, they pulled over a Ford Transit van.
Oh.
With two women inside for driving without taillights.
Man.
Always.
Always follow the rules. when you're breaking the law.
I've checked my car before. I thought something was wrong. Just to go out, I'm going to have a beer maybe somewhere. I got to make sure my lights are working. I don't want to be pulled over if I'm having one beer. If I had 200 pounds of weed in the car.
Well, first I check to make sure there's 200 pounds of weed in the car. And then I give it to I walk around it
the
once.
Taillights are the gone? Weed safe? The taillights aren't working?
Driving without taillights, it says here.
Oh, my God.
Who knows if they weren't working or for that time of day. I just don't know what's up with that. But
I get the mugshots. Nope. Mugshots of these ladies.
Looked. Yeah. No, a lot of these crooks, they forget the fundamentals.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weed.
Were they? I want to know what race they were. Were they Hispanic? But they can say driving without taillights and Hispanic. Because you know what?
Oh, yeah.
That.
Oftentimes, driving without whites is a criminal offense in many states.
I guarantee you these aren't two white chicks.
I don't see any whites
How
in
much
here?
Would a bet yeah. not, these are not two white chicks?
Yep, that's Carney.
It's not white chicks.
Well, they were driving through.
Driving without your whites. Your whites are out.
Right. You're transporting the weed.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Get yourself a couple of whites and pour it in the front seat so they're displayed prominently.
Sorry, truth hurts. Going back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.